بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. So this is a lesson of where we're doing the surahs, the small surahs, لِإِلَى فِي قُرَيْشِ أَلَمْ تَرَى, and there we're trying to get word by word. Here we're trying to get the crux of the entire ruku. But the time must come where again you must be able to pick up word by word. But at least the crux you must have. And if you have a Quran like this here when you're reading it, you will always be able to look at the meaning. And you must feel. Surah Kaf has always been most important in the eras of trials, especially when it's known as the trial of Dajjal. And in Surah Kaf, special mention is made of the first 10 verses of Surah Kaf. So one of the days we'll speak about those 10. Mention is made of the last 10 verses. Whoever will memorize the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf. So we're going to look at what is so unique about these last few verses of Surah Kahf. That if a person, the other day I did the last verse, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُّ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Ulama in the past, they never have phones, they never have clocks. They used to read this last verse before sleeping. And this verse would make sure they would wake up for tahajjud also. So that which could make a man wake up for tahajjud, you take that verse and you add it with a few other verses, it definitely will save a man from the trials of Dajjal. So looking at this year, we are going to try and concentrate from إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, which in our page 224 is the last ayah. But before that, we will start from the ruku. So from the ruku till day, I'm going to go very fast. We're not going to go word by word. It's going to explain to you that in the era of Dajjal, there'll be two groups. One is, and if we're speaking about non-Muslim, then we're speaking about Muslim also. But Allah Tabarak Ta'ala in Quran, you'll see everywhere, wherever a Muslim had to be told, what are you doing? Almighty Allah, instead of saying to the Muslim, will say to the non-Muslim. See, does the non-Muslim do this? Does the non-Muslim do that? But obviously, we all know the non-Muslim doesn't read Quran. It's like when a father is very, very upset. And he can't tell his son directly. So he starts loudly speaking to the mother that the son must hear. So he says, how can they do that? He can't tell his son. Almighty Allah in Quran, whenever he wants to speak about something like, how could you fall as a slave of the devil, instead of saying to the believer, what's wrong with you? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, what's wrong with the disbeliever? Also for pondering over Quran. Almighty Allah doesn't say to the believer, are you pondering over the Quran? Why are you not? He says to the disbeliever, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ. Why are they not pondering? It wants that the believer must think that even Allah is so angry with them, what about me? So the first few verses, it's regarding people who made the devil their friends. أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. What do the people of Kufr Yarif feel? Hasiba. Do they really feel أَيَّتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي, that they can take friends? Awliya means friends. Minduni means leaving me. And they take ibadi, my servants, as their friends. Do the people of Kufr really think that it is wise that they leave me one side? And they say, the slave of Allah, that's the one we want. Because the devil in the ending is also Allah's slave. It's like a man comes and he says, I don't want to know the king. I'm friends with the man working in the palace. Now the king calls him afterwards and he says, do you really think it was wise that you made that person your friend and you pushed me away? I'm the king. That I was aware how you were behaving. And this man only is enjoying one house in the palace because I gave him. Now you went and made him your friend and you pushed me away. He can't do anything. I can fire him, I'll fire you also. Shaitan was given a lot of power, but Allah gave him that power. But there are people in the world who saw the power of the devil and they began worshipping the devil. Almighty Allah says, do they really think it's wise that they take my slaves as their friends? They left me. Indeed, we have prepared Jahannam lil kafirina, for the disbelievers, nuzul, There's some hotels in Medina Munawwara at the moment called Nuzul. Nuzul means as a hotel, as a place of stay. We have prepared Jahannam for the disbelievers as their Nuzul, their place of stay, their entertainment. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Hal nunabbi'ukum. Should we inform you that from all the disbelievers, you get that disbeliever, who's a disbeliever, but we find him in the world, we feel sorry for him, he hardly got anything. Then you find those disbelievers who are worshipping the devil and they're getting everything. They got the best cars, the best businesses. Nowadays in the world they call it the Illuminati. If ever you are a rich businessman, then you might get a message one day that you have luckily been selected to join the Illuminati. Some friends of ours got that message. It's got to do with how wealthy you are in the country. And when you reach a certain status, normally our people get very happy. I'm climbing the status. So now what status are you? Now when you reach a very high status, then you must know that you're going to get a dawah. So suddenly he gets a message on his phone that you have been selected to join the Illuminati. And then they give you the benefits of joining. And then they write there, all you have to do now is contact this one number. A normal man who doesn't understand what is this Illuminati, for him when he sees those benefits, life will just like start again. Every door will open up. But you only get the dawah when you reach a certain level. That man, he sees all his doors opening, but he starts going more and more in the worship. Even it's Muslims who entered this door, there's a sentence they got, there's no turning back. That once you enter it, then you have to just do what they want. So that man might even come back to the masjid, he might read his salah. But it's troubling him now that I have entered a group which I know is satanic. And I can't tell anyone, my wife, my children, anyone. And this thing is so terrible. In the past it was caught, non-Muslims were caught in it. Now many Muslims, Muslims also caught in other countries. Now Muslims of our country. It's so terrible that sometimes you were invited and you are sworn to secrecy, you can't tell no one. You can't tell your wife because it's possible she was also invited before you. So she could be a member already before you. Now if you will tell her the secret, tomorrow she might spy you out that you gave away the secret. And the normal law is if you give away the secret, either you'll be assassinated, or you will be disgraced, or whatever you got in the business will just collapse. And your wife will also leave you and carry on life. Now a man lives in this world where he looks at his daughter. Is she part of it? He doesn't know. He looks at his son. Maybe he is part. No one knows who's part of it. And you part of it. This is how this world. And they live like this. They get wealth. They get power. They get prominence. They come to the masjid. Every time they put their head in sajda, they want to cry. That Allah, I know the sajda is no longer true. Because I'm with the devil also. And I know I have to be with you also. They live in Jahannam. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, did the people of Kufr really think it was wise to take the slave as his friend instead of me? Should I not inform you? Should we not inform you? Bil akhsarina a'mala. The one whose actions, a'mal, his actions, akhsar, is the biggest loser. The one whose actions are the biggest in losing. Alladhina dhalla sa'yuhum. Sa'yun, I told you the other day, sa'i means effort. He made so much effort in this world. His sa'i in this world, dhalla, was all wasted. He made a lot of effort, but he worked for the devil. All his efforts in this world was wasted. Wahum yahsabuna. There's that hasiba now becomes yahsabu. Whereas he was thinking, yuhsinuna sun'a, that he is doing very good works. He was seeing wealth coming, honor coming, status coming. Who are these people? Ulaika, it is those people, kafaru bi ayati rabbihim wa liqa'ihi. See the word liqa. Those people who denied the signs of Allah and meeting with Allah. Because we're going to do the one, faman kana yarju liqa'a rabbihi. فَحَبِتَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ His actions have been lost. We will not even establish for him on the day of Qiyamah any scale. جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ Their punishment will be the fire, bima kafaru, because of the kufr. That was the one group. Inshallah, Allah make us, none of us ever go in that group. Our group is this group. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. This translation by now all of you supposed to know. إِنَّ means الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, who believed, فِي الْمَاضِي, وَعَمِلُوا, and who did, الصَّالِحَاتِ, good actions. So let's look at it again. Verily those who have brought iman and who did good actions. This is the end of Surah Kahf. Meaning, if you managed the entire fitna, the trial of Dajjal, and throughout it you had iman and good actions, throughout it you had iman and good actions, even if your life was taken, even if you lost your business, even if you lost your status, there are many people in the world who said, I'd rather die, but I'm not going to give up. This verse was for them. That as long as you got your iman and good actions, kanat kana means was, yeah, it means the future definitely will be. There will be lahum for them. Jannatun is a garden, jannat is the plural. So jannat will mean gardens. We hear of jannatul firdaus. Firdaus is a certain garden or gardens which are the highest class. So what we say, you're going to have 5-star. Whenever you enter hotel, you will see in the hotel you get your normal room. Then you will get one person taking out a card. You got a status, you got a gold status, you got a diamond status. That person will say, we will upgrade you. That person doesn't even eat where the normal people eat. He goes to another place, he got a different place, he gets a different room, he gets different service. That entire high grade is known as Firdaus in Jannah. And everyone will be in gardens. But there will some people being in the gardens of Firdaus. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never ever think you can't reach there. He said, when you ask Almighty Allah, ask for Al-Firdaus. Because Almighty Allah, when He gives in big amounts. So whenever you ask Allah, ask for Al-Firdaus. So on that side, Nuzul, for the people of Kufar was Jahannam. Ya Allah, Tabarakullah says, Kanat, they will be, Kana means was, is, will be. There will definitely be for them gardens of Firdaus. Nuzulan as their entertainment. Khulud, forever and ever. Khalid. Khalid means a man who lives forever. You don't get anyone living forever. His father named him Khalid, was hoping he'll live for 80 years at least. So he said, Khalid, he will last. Khulud. Khalidina, they will remain forever. Khalidina, Khulud. Fi means in. Ha. Ha means it. Who, huma, whom, here. But here can sometimes be ha, when it's joined. Lahu, lahuma, lahum, laha. They will be in it. Khalidina, forever. Baha, to search. Baha. La yabghuna. They will never search. Anha, from these gardens. Hiwal, another path, another turn. Translation they got? No desire will they have to be removed. They will never search from Jannah, Hiwal, another path. From there onwards till the ending, the other day I explained to you. A question will come in this world, we always get bored. Now when we're saying the people of Jannah will never ever say, I want something else, how come? So I explain those verses where Almighty Allah says, that say to the people, لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ, if the ocean had to be midad, midad, ink, li, for, kalimat, words. And I told you which word the other day? Which word made this whole world? Kun, kaf, noon. Now one kaf, noon is one word. The ink to write one kaf noon was so little, and it created all the entertainment from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the ending. Every country, every town, every house, all of it came in one kaf noon. Our earth, the other skies, every sky got its own happenings. So many years, all of that was one kaf noon. If a time ever comes where man enters Jannah, and all Jannah is created with one kaf noon. And he goes through all the stages of Jannah. Every land of Jannah. He meets every creation of Jannah, every woman of Jannah. He eats every different fish of Jannah, if ever it can happen. And then he finally says, I'm bored. Then Almighty Allah will just say, Kun again, be. And an entire new system will be created. That entire system will be created with the second kaf noon. How much ink was needed for it? The same ink practically. If ever he uses all of that, and he goes through every new stage, every new creation, every new food, and then he says, one day I'm bored, then Almighty Allah will just say, Kun, be. And an entire new system will be created. If ever the angel has to come and say, Allah, we need ink to write kaf noon, and the ink is drying up. So Almighty Allah says, I will give them the ocean for ink. They can carry on dipping in the ocean and write kaf noon. He says, even if it happens one day that the ocean had to become ink to write the kaf noons of Allah, and a day comes that the oceans, they dry up, which is impossible, meaning so many kaf noons, Almighty Allah says, yes, it's possible. It's possible the oceans will dry up, but the kaf noons of Allah will never come to an end. This is what Jannah will be, just one after the other. Now when you read this verse, you'll understand what beauty. Say, low means if the oceans had to be ink to write the commands of my Rabb. La means definitely. Nafida al-bahru, nafida, to come to an end. The ocean will come to an end. Qabla, before. Tanfada kalimatu Rabbi, before the commands of my Rabb has to come to an end. This is like speaking to the devil. This is speaking to Dajjal. This is speaking to the whole system. That the most you can produce is 1% of the kaf noon. I am looking for a Jannah where there will not only be one kaf noon, kun. There will be oceans and oceans of kun. The people who work for the devil have died for 1% of the kaf noon. Not even 1%. It looked amazing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, think of the child in the womb of the mother. That child, when he was told, after this womb, you're going to enter a huge world in which there are many mothers. Each mother got her own womb. Every womb is different. Each mother looks different. The milk of every mother is different. The cooking of every mother is different. That small child in the womb says, I can't believe. More than one mother. But when the child comes out in the world, he understood there were thousands, hundreds, millions of mothers. Every mother had her own womb, own house, own kindness, own food, own love. Think of this world. Each house itself is another. You could never believe it in the womb. When we come in this world and someone is saying, this is just a percentage of what's coming, again, we don't believe it. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is one womb. There's only one womb. This whole world. This womb is giving us our food, our drink, our entertainment, our enjoyment. There's a lot other wombs coming. Those that die for this one womb, they have died for something very small. So again, say, if the oceans had to be ink to write the words of my Rabb, the ocean will come to an end before the words of my Rabb come to an end. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا, even if we have to bring, بِمِثْلِهِ, similar to it, مَدَدًا, in ink. Madad can mean ink or in aid. Here he got in aid. Even if we had to bring similar in it in aid, madad, meaning the one ocean said, I'm running out of ink. Allah Ta'ala said, I'll bring another ocean, another ocean, another ocean. And then comes the last verse, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, whoever is desirous of meeting his Allah, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلْ, let him do عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, good actions. It started with إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, it ended with عَمَلِ صَالِحِ, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, in the worship of his Rabb, let him never ever have any partner. Big shirk, small shirk, only does for Allah. So now here we're not going to get every word. We only explain few words. But we're going to try to get the concept. Because when you will read Surah Kahf on a Friday, At least when you will come to this one, you won't exactly know which word means what. But I want this thought to be in your mind. That my Allah is speaking about the man who doesn't want to leave Jannah. Why he doesn't want to leave? Because Jannah will continuously change. How many times it will change? Kun. If one kun could bring this, the ocean is going to be kun, 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 kun. The oceans might come to an end, but the kaf noons of my Allah will never come to an end. From Inna Alladhina Amanu till the ending, we're going to start reading. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Who's our